Hypnotherapy Professional College, Understanding Chakras, presented by Sheila Nielsen. What are chakras? Chakras are the focal point in the subtle body used in a variety of meditation techniques, in an esoteric tradition of Indian religions, and now used in New Age medicine and psychology. The concept is found mostly in traditional traditions such as Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. Chakras are treated as a focal point or a psychic node in the subtle body of the practitioner. The concept of chakras is an integral part of the Kundalini Yoga. These theories differ between Indian religions, with many other esoteric Buddhist texts mentioning four chakras, while esoteric Hindu texts will often describe seven. Why is it important that we understand chakras? Because in this new age and connection between the body, mind, and spirit, we have to understand, if you've listened to the Vicious Circle and the self-talk and the different other workshops that we've offered, you have to understand that chakras are the movement where energy flows through our body. If you expand your mind and you expand your body and you believe that you're more than just the human body, this blanket of body over our soul, if you're starting to believe in that direction, then you have to understand that the energy force inside of us. And the chakras are doors inside of our body that we can look at as energy forces. And we have to make sure they're open to receive. They're open for the connection of the energy to flow through without any resistance, without any blockages. So we're going to go through this lesson of chakras to understand a little bit more about chakras and why they're an integral part of our healing process. The subtle body and the physical body. Chakras are believed to be a part of the subtle body, not the physical body, and connected by energy channels called nadi. The subtle body is energy. The subtle body consists of energy channels, also referred to as nadi, connected by nodes of psychic energy called the chakra. The physical body is a mass, our blanket, our coat. The psyche or the mind plane corresponds to and interacts with the body plane, and the theory posts the body and the mind mutually affect each other, which is true. Without our energy connection and without allowing the flow of energy to flow through our body, we get blocks. That's where maybe we get disease or where we feel our survival. If we go into survival mode or we're triggered, where in our body do we feel it? Do we feel it in our throat? Do we feel it in our heart? Do we feel it in our stomach? What goes on with us when we're being triggered? And how many times have we been triggered to have this feeling? And why do we feel it? Maybe our chakra's blocked. Maybe the energy flow isn't allowing it to flow like a current through our body evenly and consistently and in a healthy manner. Instead, we block it and we hold it in. So we have to learn through this workshop how to clear our chakras and why they're important to understand and visualize and be able to clear. And along with this workshop, we will also give you a chakra clearing meditation. So let's look at the chakra chart so that we have a better understanding of the chakra chart. Many of you may have seen it. We're going to base this on our seven chakras. And just try to picture an energy field around this image. So let's look at the first chakra, the root chakra. Number one, picture the root chakra is your direct connection to the earth, to being grounded. Then we have the sacral chakra, the solar chakra, the heart chakra. And a lot of us, when we are being triggered, will feel it in our heart chakra. Or maybe we feel it in one of our others, our throat, our third eye. Maybe we get headaches. Maybe we get stomach pain. Maybe we feel our triggers in our stomach. This is all directly related to our energy system flowing through our body based on the chakra chart. We have the throat chakra, the third eye, and the crown chakra. So just have a look and just picture it as an energy flow, as a movement through your body, from the earth to the universe, through your body, through an energy cycle. And we have to make sure that our chakras are open and we can exercise our chakras, which we'll get into later into this workshop. Let's look at the theory of chakras. The theory posted that human life simultaneously exists in two parallel dimensions. the one physical body, and the other, the psychological, the emotional mind, the non-physical, is called the subtle body. So when we, after all of our workshops, we understand the mind and body connection. So there's a whole energy force living inside of us. It's not about our physical body. It's about the energy that we're allowing into us. The negative talk is not good for our energy level, for our energy body. When we're around people that aren't supportive and aren't positive and are negative, or they gossip or they're judgmental, this can hit us in different connections in our body emotionally. It can trigger us. And then physically, it can start to give us different feelings in our body where, you know, our survival, maybe our heart hurts, maybe around certain people that are negative, it will give us a headache. This is when we have to really, really keep in tune with what's going on with our body. Feel it in our body. Find out where it's going. And the chakras is just another example of how we're to feel it, how the flow goes through our body, and why it goes through. So we have to look at it in two different sections: our physical body, our coat, our sleeve, whatever you want to call it, and then our psychological or emotional body, our subtle body. The lotus has been represented with chakras in so many different avenues. I thought that I would bring it up because I'm going to use it as a description later on clearing chakras. While many traditions and meditations will have you focus on different forms of energy, light, and many other forms, the most common in the traditions is to focus on the lotus flower and breathe or meditate on the petals, each petal representing each chakra. I like to think of it as thinking of each chakra looks like the lotus flower, but in a different color, whatever the color is of the chakra. And you can picture the lotus flower when it closes, so that's how we exercise it. And then we open it up and all the petals are open and ready to receive. So when we exercise it, we close the lotus petals and we open them. We close them and we open them. This is making sure that there's fluidity, that there's energy flowing evenly and organically through each petal and through the opening and closing, which is how we can heal and exercise and clear our chakras. Descriptions of each chakra. The chakras are traditionally considered meditation aids. The yogi progresses from the lower chakra to the highest chakra, blossoming the crown of the head, internalizing the journey of the spiritual ascent. In both the Hindu and the Buddhist and the Kundalini traditions, the chakras are pierced by a dominant energy residing near or in the lower chakra. These points are arranged vertically along the axial channel. The chakra system was translated in the 20th century by Dr. John Woodruff in his book, The Serpent Power. So we've gone through it a little bit about the chakras and the understanding of the chakras. Now we're going to get a little bit into the anatomy of the spirit. The Anatomy of the Spirit, which was presented in 1996 by Caroline Mice, every thought and experience you've ever had in your life gets filtered through these chakra databases. So it's not only a meditation tool or a visualization tool. Many believe it's the source, it's the energy source to our well-being, to our psychology, to our energy, to our thoughts, to our emotions, to our energy levels, how we attack things, how we take action on, how we interpret, how we digest our triggers and our emotional responses to things. Each event is recorded in our cells. The chakras are designed as an aligned in the ascending column of the base of the spine to the top of the head. New Age practices often associate each chakra with a certain color. In various traditions, chakras are associated with multiple psychological functions, an aspect of consciousness, and a classical element, and other distinguishing characteristics. They are visualized as lotuses or flowers, or you could do them as spheric balls going through your system, or little light rays that are moving constantly as an energy field, however you imagine it. Is right. There is no right or wrong. Just imagine them. Just focus on them. Just put energy through them. Make sure you clear them. Make sure you exercise them. It just doesn't, there is not a right or wrong way. There are so many different beliefs about chakras. But as the more we learn about the energy and the psychology of the mind and the body and the spirit and the interactions to the earth and the energy and the atmospheres and how different people in our lives can take our energy, maybe we're triggered by that. Maybe we close a certain chakra in our body and that's how we feel the response in our body with the energy level of that person or that thing or that event. Chakras in the physical body. The chakras are thought to vitalize the physical body to be associated with interactions of the physical, emotional, and mental nature. They are considered loci of life or energy or prana. Prana is when you get the energy from the earth, from the air, from the wind, from the ground. It's a type of a grounding, which New Age belief equates shikati, ai, in Chinese, ki, in Japanese, kocha goof. I'm sure I just messed that one up, but you can read it on your PowerPoint slide. In Hebrew, bios in Greek, and aether in both Greek and English, which is thought to flow amongst them along pathways called nadi. The function of the chakra is to spin and draw in energy, to keep the spiritual, the mental, emotional, and physical health in balance. If the chakras get stopped or blocked, or they're not moving in a flowing energetic mode, if they're not opening and closing and moving and shifting and creating an energy cycle, then that's when problems start to happen in our physical body. That's why we need you to open and close your chakras, pay attention to your chakras, listen to the audible that we have on the meditation for clearing your chakras. Normally the chakras will get blocked in your body where you had pain or you have emotional pain. And that's why it's so important to keep your chakras flowing and the energy flowing in and out of your body. While the colors of the chakras reflect different frequencies of light and energy associated with the energy center, their meaning may be related to the function of its association with chakras and general symbolism. When you see or use following colors, you could make the following associations, such as the red chakra. The red chakra is the color of the root chakra, the first chakra. The chakra that we go from the earth, from the grounding, symbolizes safety, survival, nourishment, the earth's energy coming up through the rock chakra. The root chakra. Note that the chakra is healing practices. Red may denote inflammation at the physical level. These beautiful illustrations have been taken. They're both the root chakra. I just thought I'd give you an example of two different beautiful illustrations. So let's look at the root chakra, harmony through conflict. It stands for our inherited belief through our formative years, self-preservation, personal survival, and our identification with the physical world, centers in the bottom, most of the main seven chakras. A healthy root chakra connects you with vitality to your family of origin, your immediate society, and to the global community. If you're 0 to 7 years old, we were challenged and without love, then damage to the root chakra will function more differently. Issues of survival, such as emotional dysfunction, stress, anxiety, relentlessness, will plague you. Let's look at some of the blocks and the health issues when we have a closed root chakra. Maybe when we've had childhood trauma. This goes right back to our childhood beliefs, our childhood developments, our four message units of our environment, our family, our subconscious, and our conscious. When we're looking at blocks and health issues with the root chakra, you'll have a fear of letting go, a scarcity, a poor boundaries, and more between the ages of 0 and 7 years that we learn that we will fall in our relationships with siblings, parents, our community, and how we relate to them. This could be a blocked root chakra where we're not feeling connected, we're not feeling like we belong, we're not feeling like we're connected to the earth and to other people. It could be part of our detachment. Maybe we closed it off when we were very young because of physical abuse or mental abuse or verbal abuse. So some health issues when our root chakra is closed and not functioning healthily, and when we're not exercising and clearing it and opening it, we could have joint pain, lower back pain, elimination of problems, obesity, constipation, anorexia, poor immune system. There could be a number of different other health issues. These are just a few so that you can understand the connection from dis-ease in your body, from not allowing the energy to flow through naturally and organically. These are some of the blocks and the health issues that you might be facing if the root chakra is closed and you're not exercising it and clearing it, and you're not dealing with the issues from your past, or you're not hearing yourself talk. This could all be part of a closed root chakra, so we need to learn how to open it and connect to it and feel it, the mind and body connection. Look at the orange chakra color. Orange is the color of the sacral chakra, the second chakra. It carries meanings associated with emotion, creativity, sexuality, and is associated with water and flow, natural energy, natural organicness of the water and the flow. And so we need to clear it. That's why many times that when we have a bath, it's a great way, or we sit in a hot tub, or we feel the need to sit in water to meditate and to connect and to clear and to calm down. This could be directly connected to our orange. So our sacral chakra, the second from the bottom of the seven chakras, is about our relationships, our creativity, sexuality, control, and money. It's our time of developing individuality and realizing we are a separate entity from our parents and our family. Here we learn about our polarity of opposites, male and female, the feminine and the masculine energy, the positives and negatives, the yin and the yang, relationships with the opposite sex, and we need to explore them here. So if we have problems or we have a belief system that women are evil and they're needy or emotional, or you don't need them, or you have negative self-talk towards women, it's not all women in general, or men are evil, they're greedy, they're out to hurt me, they're abusive, they're angry, whatever your belief systems are, we have to make sure that you clear your sacral chakra, because this could be where a lot of the beliefs are living, or maybe the chakra's closed. So it's inhibiting us, it's causing us resistant to expand, to explore, to release these beliefs. The sacral chakra, some blocks. Some blocks in the second of the seventh chakra brings lessons of jealousy, betrayal, control, and power plays. Some health issues might be uterine or bladder problems, sexual difficulties, impotence, lack of flexibility, scarcity, lower back pain, problems with our large intestines. We need to open it up. We need to look at some of the pros and cons of how we look at things in our life. What are some blocks? What are some beliefs that we have that maybe are just stories? They're not actual factual. Maybe we have a block in our sacral energy line that are beliefs that we can't get rid of them. We just can't let go of our belief system that men are bad or angry or mean or women or whatever it is that our belief systems are. We have to let them go. We have to open these chakras. We have to believe in the energy flow, and holding on to it and closing these chakras to hold on to our belief system is not helping us in our body-mind connection. It's only holding us back. It's only causing us pain and disease and discomfort in our life. And it's affecting us in our health, in our mind, in our self-talk, in our negative thoughts, our judgment, our gossip, whatever it is. This can also bring in what's not good and what's not supportive in our life. Let's go to our yellow chakra. The color of the solar plexus, the chakra, the third chakra. It symbolizes mental activities, intellect, personal power, will. This is also where we need to let go, where we need to release our emotions and our feelings. We just need to let it go and flow off of us. Stop carrying it up the mountain. Stop carrying all of the anger and the misjustice. Stop living in the past of what happened to you. Start being grateful for what happened to you and how you've learned from it, how you've grown beyond it. So our solar plexus chakra, it connects us with the energy to take control. and it is the seat of our self-esteem and expressing our personal power, our relationship to the world around us, and our beliefs about our place within it come from the third and the seventh of the seventh chakra. Self-honoring starts here. A healthy third chakra honors emotions, warmth, intellectual understanding, self-confidence. A keen awareness of your personal power comes from this chakra. It is at this chakra that the balance becomes possible through harmony between the upper three and the lower three. This is where we need to focus on the solar plexus. When we are triggered, when we are triggered into anger or into defense or into fear, maybe we feel it in our stomach. Maybe that's where we intake our energy. Maybe our energy goes to that, but then we have blocks and we have health issues to deal with our stomach and our intestines. We have to learn to let it go, to release it, to open and close, to exercise it. We can't allow it to harm us in our with our health between our mind, body, and soul. Some blocks in this chakra symbol causes fear of rejection, our sensitivity to criticism, the need to exert power over others. If we're hot-tempered, demanding, or blaming, judgmental attitudes, feelings of lack of recognition, aloofness, fear of something new, which, as we know from our other workshops, the fear of something new is our pleasure and our pain syndrome. Our low energy, confusion all over the direction to go, our low self-esteem. It's here we learn our self-empowerment, integrity, and self-respect. In our solar plexus, some call it in our stomach, some people call it our second brain, where we actually feel the connectivity to our emotions is in our stomach, in our second brain. Some health issues, if our solar plexus are closed, might be diabetes, hypoglycemia, gallstones, nervousness, low energy, muscle cramps, stomach problems, lumbar spine, liver disorder. When we have anxiety and we feel it in our stomach, this is directly connected to our solar plexus. So we need to we know from our workshops that our anxiety is directly connected to what's going to happen, to try to design the future of what's going to happen. I got to design it. I got to make sure it happens correctly so that I don't get hurt, so that I don't feel it, so I can be calm. You can only be calm in the moment. You can only be calm when you stop trying to design the future. So when we have low blood sugar, it's from anxiety. So from when we're trying to design it, when we're overthinking things, when we're putting all of our energy into what's going to happen, and then we put our energy into the fear of what if it happens? What if it hasn't happened the way I think it's going to happen? Where if we open up all of our chakra energies and we allow the universe to feel our energy, to clear our energies, for the energy flow to go through us, we're more able to just allow the universe to present what's supposed to happen. Just allow it to happen. Just believe in it's going to be in the best, that you're going to learn something from it, you're going to get something from it, and you're going to grow as a person, both emotionally and spiritually from it. Now let's look at our green chakra. The green color is the heart chakra, our fourth chakra. It is connected with love, relating, being connected, compassion, integration into society, into our family, into our lives, feeling like we belong, expressing ourselves, keeping our life in line with integrity and honesty, speaking our truth, speaking and feeling what we're feeling in our heart, feeling our feelings, being honest with it, not our triggers, but our true feelings, expanding our heart out with compassion and empathy, understanding maybe if someone triggers us or we're judging them, maybe we open up our chakra, our heart chakra, and we open up our understanding. Maybe we try to connect with what their story might be, why they're angry, why they're fearful, why they're trying to harm other people, why they're lashing out, what happened to them. Why are they not able to experience and express and feel their true heart and empathy and compassion? Why are they so judgmental? Well, as we know from our Releasing Judgment course, that judgment is only a reflection of ourselves and how we truly feel about ourselves, of our childhood belief systems, of our four message units, of what happened to us. So many, many people will close off their heart chakra so they can't get hurt, so they can't feel anything, so they don't have to hurt. But as soon as we're able to open it up and release it and allow energy to flow through it, your heart won't feel so heavy. It won't feel so compromised. It won't feel like it's breaking and it hurts. If we have a connection to the earth and to the universe through our energy chakra flow, maybe we can come up with an understanding and a way to let it go and understand this is just the course of it. This is part of the journey, part of our learning and understanding. Love and wisdom. It is at this chakra that we start to see the possibilities of the internal and external world, the world of spirit and of the form. The heart chakra is the integration point of the seven chakras of the body because it holds the sacral spark of the divine and the intuition of the mother. So the mother earth, the mother energy, the universe, this is where we connect it all. This is where we feel it. Our heart energy is so powerful, but so many of us have it closed up and it causes so many problems in our life, from our emotions to our relationships to how we function in our everyday life, because some of us just live through our heart. But if our heart's closed, we can't truly open it up to express, to feel, to heal. When the heart chakra symbol is open, we are able to forgive. Our lungs are clear, our immune systems are healthy. A higher chakra cannot be assessed till we pass through the heart. A heavy heart is one that carries resentment, anger, from denied the feelings and emotions, as well as guilt and shame. Fear can also live in the heart, so we close it up because we're fear of expression. We're afraid of feeling. Let's look at some of the blocks and some of the health issues with having a blocked heart chakra. To have a healthy heart, you must allow these suppressed emotions to surface, to heal, to fall in love with yourself, or suffer from bitterness and the lack of forgiveness. An unhealthy heart chakra causes alone feelings, despair, not feeling like you belong, not feeling like you're heard, not feeling like you're worthy. How you love yourself, you will love others. The heart lessons are self-love and forgiveness of yourself. Many times when we go through some of these workshops, one of our thing is to forgive. So many people have resistance, especially when they've been hurt when they're young. I don't want to forgive. I have nothing to be forgiven for. If you can't forgive yourself for feeling the feelings, for feeling the despair, for going down the rabbit hole, for not honoring that child in you, for not understanding, then you're not going to be able to move through. You're going to close your heart off. And when you close your heart off, you close yourself to feeling and giving love, to feeling love for yourself. Some health issues when you have a closed heart chakra could be high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, circulation problems, shortness of breath, chest pains, disorders of the heart, tensions between the shoulders. We have to open up our heart chakra. We have to open up. We have to open up and release the fear. And we have to open up. If it's not open, we will not be open to feel love for ourselves and feel love for others. This is where unconditional love lives. So many people go, I just want to know what unconditional love is. Maybe their life lesson is to have unconditional love. You can't have unconditional love unless you love yourself unconditionally and you give your love unconditionally without the fear of being hurt. You just open it up and let it flow. And when you have a constant energy flow and an understanding and a belief that it will flow in and out of your body, and you will allow to be a conduit and you will allow the feelings to go through you instead of internalizing them, your heart chakra stays open and alive and well, and you allow things to flow through you and allow the universe just to manage it and take care of it for you instead of internalizing it and going into that negative self-talk down the rabbit hole of the self-hate and the bitterness, which causes depression. Expectations can close off the heart chakra. So we have to start our self-awareness program, and heart chakra is, and understanding all of our chakras and our energy flow is part of our self-development. Blue chakra. The blue chakra is our throat chakra. It symbolizes self-expression, expression of truth, creative expression, communication, perfect form and patterns, speaking your truth, keeping your word, keeping communication open. And when we say keeping communication open, that means you communicate how you're feeling in order for it to change. It might be one of the pain sides for you. You might be afraid to communicate how you're feeling because you don't want to be hurt. You don't want to be accused. You don't want to be judged. But if your form of communication isn't open, you're not going to have healthy, loving relationships. You're going to be closed. People aren't going to feel that they can come to you and communicate how to have a healthy relationship with them, and in turn, a healthy relationship with yourself. This chakra symbolizes all about choice, willpower, the right to speak, the right to be heard, speaking our peace in our God-given right to our choice. We have to honor our choices. They are our choices. We have to honor them. We have to live in integrity and honesty. Even if you haven't been living in integrity and honesty, that's why you're taking these workshops. That's why you're listening to yourself talk. That's why you're starting to understand the connectivity between the mind, body, and soul. Having said this, not all we say gives us peace. Some of what we say disempowers us. Some empowers, but some disempowers us with our exercise of our words and the words we use, the words we use to express ourselves. The people that we allow ourselves to be around, are they supportive? Do they use supportive language around us? Goes connects directly to our love language. How do we put a target in our love tank if our love language is words of affirmation? And we don't feel like we can express our words, or people that we need people's words to fill our love tank. This is all directly connected to our throat chakra at times, because we have to know that we have to honor other people expressing themselves and not take it to heart. So don't let it put a hole in your love tank. Let it flow through you. Keep your heart chakra, your throat chakra open. Keep the flow going. Keep it from closing. Don't worry about the fear of getting hurt or the fear of what somebody's not going to like of what you say. As long as you come from a place of love from your heart chakra and you express what you need, then you're speaking your truth. How somebody else interprets that is not your problem. What we say is caused by unloving or loving imprints on our past. Again, back to our first workshop about self-empowerment, self-love. Hearing our self-talk, what we say to ourselves, the word we use to ourselves. Do our words empower us, or do our words beat us down? It is through this chakra that we manifest what we want in life. A healthy throat chakra makes your voice clear, and it resonates with your truth. The words are a creative expression of honesty and the trust we feel within. If we feel good about ourselves and we love ourselves within and we live from a place of honesty and integrity, we won't have a problem expressing how we feel or what we need in our lives. We won't be afraid of what happens because we know that we're coming from a place of truth. So some of the blocks and health issues with our throat chakra. Blocks in this chakra can make it difficult to communicate because we feel suppressed by swallowed emotions and feelings. The voice is weak and your feelings unclear or garbled. Integrity plays a huge part of this proper functioning of the throat chakra. Since it's between the head and the heart, it works to maintain integrity between what we think and what we feel. Self-empowerment is the main lesson of the chakra symbol. Some health issues could be fever, ears, infections, weariness, thyroid problems, disorders in the throat, ears, voice, neck, cervical spine, hypothalamus, the esophagus problems. This throat chakra is so important into living our life in a healthy relationship. If we don't feel like we can express what we need from our relationship, we'll close off the throat chakra. If we don't feel like people want to hear what we have to say, then we turtle. Then we don't express what we need. We aren't able to express to people with our words and our voice and our empowerment to tell people what we need to feel empowered and loved. This is a great deal to do with our five love languages, with the words of affirmations. If our if our love language is the words of affirmation and we don't feel that we get it and we don't feel that we can share what we need to get it, and we feel like people target holes into our love tank, if our love language is words of affirmation, we'll close off our throat chakra. So we need to really, really focus. If our love language is words of affirmation, we have to make sure that our throat chakra is open and connecting, and it's open and healing and open to receive and open and willingness to express how we're feeling and what we're going to need from all of our relationships, from our children, from our spouses, from our friends. The throat chakra is very, very important on our personal development journey. Purple chakra color. Purple or deep indigo blue is the color of the third eye chakra. It evokes intuition, extrasensory perception, inner wisdom. It's that voice that we hear. It's our intuition. It's our connection to our guides, our connection to our intuition, to hearing. Are we supposed to go left? Is this dangerous? Not mistaking it for our trigger and going into survival mode, but our connection to our intuition, to should I do this? Is this going to be good for me? Is this going to be where I need to go? Is this direction my life needs to take? Is this part of my positive journey? This is all to do with listening to our guidance and our purple chakra. Intuition or wisdom. It's the center of divine wisdom, the spiritual eye that seeks to see and know the truth in all things. No matter if they're going to hurt us or not, we seek the truth. If we live from positivity, then we don't live in fear of worrying what our intuition is telling us, what direction we're going. If we live in our world of intuition and of our vision and our wisdom, then we live into our intuition. We don't have to design what's going to happen to us. We allow it to come to us as it needs to learn what we need to learn from it. From the sixth of the seventh chakra symbols, we close our physical eye and look at the world from all aspects of ourself. Our intuition becomes our guide. We begin to more and more focus on listening to our intuition, focus on the guidance, trusting in the universe from our third eye. This is when we trust. This is when we can feed off our problems and give it to the universe and trust that the universe will sort it out for us. A healthy third eye gives us the power to perceive every reflection from the outer world as a direct call to us to accept as ours, to heal, to love, to accept, to understand that it's a lesson and it's coming from the right place. Some blocks and health issues. Blocks, the white chakra. The white collar is the crown chakra. It's associated with the universal connection with spirituality, consciousness, the universe, source, God, whatever you want to call it. We are directly connected. It comes in from the sky, from God, from the universe, from source, right through our crown chakra. We have to make sure it's open and willing. When I tell my clients, open up the door and see the light coming through the door, this is a direct simulation through the crown chakra. This chakra is located at the top of our head and spins very quickly as a thousand petals lotus. Our direct connection to God, guidance, comes directly connected to us from the divine, and it is received through this chakra. It is sent through this chakra to the rest of our chakras. This is the one that opens us up to the connectivity to the world around us, to the energy around us, universe, source, God. This is the life force from the Creator. It penetrates into our energy system through the crown chakra and moves down through our other energy centers, all the way down to the root chakra, right to the core, right to the ground, to the earth, to our connection to nature. From here, we're inspired from God, source, the universe, and filled with grace and integrity and dignity and our life force power, because we have a strong connection to the power greater than ourselves, to the consciousness all around us. This is when we live in the present time, in the present moment, in the now, and our spirit live in the now in harmony, and our form and our will. This is our connection to all of it. Make sure it's open. Make sure the doors are open and you're receiving everything that universe has to give you. Let's look at some blocks in health issues. Some blocks in this chakra cause confusion, depression, senility, fear of success, fear of inadequacy, fear all along, the lack of inspiration. The flow of spirituality energy is blocked in both directions. When this happens, spiritual addiction and over-intellectualizing occurs, and as well as disassociation with the body. If we close off our crown chakra, there is no connection to mind, body, and spirit because we've closed the door into the connectiveness into our body. We've closed the idea to believing that there's something greater than us. There's a greater power. We've closed off. If our crown chakra is closed, then you can forget about hearing your guides or connectivity to source or universe or God because you've closed the door to it. This is the door we have to open to receive everything. All of it, knowledge, downloading, intellectualism, spirituality, love, forgiveness. We have to have this door open to connect to any of it. If we have this chakra is closed, we have health issues such as migraine, brain tumors, comas, amnesia, our nervous system, muscular system disorders, mental issues, skin disorders. This is where our body starts to shut down because we don't have the healthy organic flow of energy going through of us. Maybe we have a skin disorder. Maybe we have eye problems. Maybe we just have refused to look at anything because our door hasn't been open to the possibility of everything. When we're so focused on our belief system, focused on only believing one thing, only believing in one God and one possibility, and if I can't see it, I can't believe it. Our chakra's closed. We have to believe in everything. We have to believe in nothing at all. We have to open ourselves up to the possibility that everything is possible. Everybody's story is possible. We have to understand our stories between fact and fiction. We have to understand that everything is fiction the minute we start to think about if it's fact. The crown chakra is imperative. It's the door opening ourselves up to all possibilities, to our creativity of creating something new in our life, to facing different challenges and different lessons in our life. It's all about the crown chakra. New Age Chakra Connection to Health was written by Sandra Weaver. To learn more, you can check it out on her website, spiritualgrowthprophecies.com. A lot of the images and the illustrations for the different chakras were created by Sandra Weaver. So we thank her for the creativity and for the connectiveness and the energy and the understanding. The presentation and the views are that. They're just views and understanding. We're only here to help people to open themselves up to the possibility of growing and understanding, of understanding and growing into a world that's bigger than you, that anything is possible, that we can manifest all the negativity in our life, but we can manifest all of the greatness, all of the love, all of the abundance. We have to make sure that our energy flow from the universe to the earth is open and the flow, and we're ready to receive it all, no matter what it brings, not allowing fear to stop us, to close off anything. Allow the flow to come in and flow through us and see how your life will change, how you will view the world differently. We want to thank you for your interest in chakras. We look forward to seeing you in our next lesson, and we hope that you found understanding chakras helpful, and we hope that this workshop has helped you to have a greater understanding of the importance of looking within, of personal development, spiritual development, mental development. Knowledge is power. All we have to do is open ourselves up to seeing it, to locating it, to receiving it. We thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you in our next workshop.